Picking and Brother Jack too. So now let's from Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's welcome Brother Jack Morris to the microphone and see what he's going to do. I thought I'd left my cheater back there for a minute, Jack.
Oh, that's a scary thing.
I've got it.
I tell you, I didn't have one of these things. I just have to keep tuning it up. When I was a kid, I was able to get Flattin' Scruggs on my TV 3 times every Saturday. Because my dad was a TV repairman, we had the tallest TV antenna mast in the state. It was great. So I spent probably from the time I was about 8 or 9 years old and first wanting to play guitar until I was about maybe 11 or 12 and had been playing for a while. I spent those years trying very hard to be Lester Flatt. Can't think of a better role model, actually, but...
Did you try the paperclip trick?
Oh, you mean so I could sing out of the side of my mouth?
Yeah.
It didn't work. Oh, that didn't work. But, you know, I mean, I carried Lester all through my formative years. There was a period later on in my 20s, in the early 70s, that I had a band called Twisted Lester.
Jackson.
this is an old Mac O'Dell tune that Flattin' Scruggs recorded before I was born. called Cora Is Gone. Now you may notice I close my eyes while I'm singing. I wish it was because I was so into the music, but it's mostly because I don't like to see people suffer.
Jack, you know, I'm not really glad about it, son, but I don't have that problem.